YBA Podcast.
All right, welcome to the XYBA podcast. This is episode 10. It's special occasion, so we're taping it. Charlie's idea.
Charlie loves the camera.
Yep. He does. Yep. So now everybody knows what we look like and sees my wet armpits because I couldn't get into the bedroom to change my shirt. So let's go ahead and kick it off with games we're playing. We'll start with Eric.
Resident Evil 4 for the Wii. I also have Scarface for the Wii, but I haven't been playing it as much. And I have The Big for the Wii, but I haven't been playing that as much. Resident Evil 4.
How you like it?
It's awesome. Resident Evil 4. I beat the game like 6 times. I still play it. It's the only game that I
He beat it on the GameCube 3 times.
True. It's worth the repurchase.
It was for me. But to me, it's like possibly the best game I've played in the last like 15 years. So.
That's a big claim.
It is.
That's a big game.
Especially because I'm at my age. That would put me at quite young the last time I played a game that's good.
So did they change anything at all? Like,
there's more stuff from the GameCube version. It's the same stuff that was in the PlayStation 2 version, but with the GameCube graphics, which were better than PlayStation 2 graphics because the PlayStation 2 was whack. It's not future-proof like the PS3.
Future-proof. Andy was going to make some future-proof t-shirts. But
I actually got one made.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Did you use one of the better logos?
No.
It's a little box or in the back or whatever.
So what about you, Charlie?
Playing The Darkness, PS3, and Super Paper Mario for the Wii.
How is the paper?
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a crazy fan. It was a gift, so I don't know if I would have bought it, but
I bought it. I beat it though.
How'd you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah. It's fun. I mean, it's definitely like Nintendo, you know, they do good games, so it's very fun. It's just, I don't know. It doesn't draw my attention as much as like the Darkness would. I've been playing more Darkness than anything else.
How you liking The Darkness?
I like it. I just beat it last night. I was up till like 4 in the morning.
And you're playing it on the PS3, why?
Oh, my 360 died. The red rings. Lovely. That's why.
I'm playing it on a 360. I'm enjoying it.
I got it yesterday or on Friday night, and
you should have beat it already. It's a short game.
It's a very short game.
Well, Santana got me on the chat and asked me to come and play some multiplayer, which was fun for me because I was hosting, and it wasn't fun for everybody else.
I watched the game, and I was like, oh, Josh is obviously hosting because he keeps winning.
I got like
it's
three achievements.
Fest.
I got 3 achievements in 1 game. I was like, what did I even get these achievements for? It was lame.
You get 1 achievement for winning your first game. You get achievements for your first like killing streak. You get achievements for your first flag captured. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of small ones.
They're just handing them out like candy on that.
Well, those are like worth 5 points.
Even still, that adds up. That's 15 right there.
The higher ones, the like 20 games or the 50 games or all that stuff, those will take you some time, and you'll have to host to win.
I do have to say that I like the extra content thing. I mean, like the video. I like the video. The comic book I can't read on a standard definition TV.
No, it's not even that. I like the we're talking about the downloadable content on The Darkness. You find phone numbers or letters, and you call these phone numbers, and some of them are funny. Some of them are really annoying. You just on a payphone calling random numbers like, oh, I found a slip of paper in the subway. Let me call this number. Doot, doot, doot. Let me just listen. Yep, hang up. Extra extra content unlocked. But the comic books, I like the fact that they put the comic books, the whole comic book in there.
Yeah.
But you can zoom in on it, but when you try to scroll over, it zooms back out and goes like back to the beginning.
So are you looking at them on an HDTV?
Yeah.
Can you actually read the text?
Yeah. If you zoom in.
I can't read the text even if I zoom in. Because, like, and, oh, God, the text is, like, Dead Rising on a standard definition TV where you can't read it. You had that problem with playing the Dead Rising?
There's other ones. Call of Juarez I bought recently, and I was playing it while I was on vacation, and my friend had a standard definition television, so I was playing on there. I couldn't read the text. At the very end of the game, it tells you to do something. I had to play the end of the game like 10 times because I couldn't read what it was telling me to do and just kept dying. It'd be like, do this now. But I had no idea what it was telling me to do. So I just load it back up. Just pressed whatever buttons I could. Finally got it.
Yeah, but I think more games should throw that kind of crap in there.
Yeah, the extra content is definitely cool. Yeah.
Just, I don't care for concept art or development shots.
Yeah, that's all I'm getting right now.
You're just like, I want to see like behind the scenes stuff, like the graffiti documentary or whatever.
Good.
I like that.
That was pretty good.
It's, you know, it's something that's useful. I don't see art as really useful.
Well, that's just stuff they put out there, you know. They have 100 things you can unlock, so.
Yeah, they had to fill it up.
True. I mean, I do like the comic book stuff because then it comes from the comic book universe, but.
I like some of the concept art.
And I thought it was cool at first, but when he peeks around corners, he does it with one gun first, and then he'll do it with both. But when you're really getting into the battle, that animation just drove me nuts. Like, I'd hide up against the wall, and he'd hide his guns, and then you'd back up against the wall, and he'd put them out. And just the constant moving of that animation.
You can hide against the wall.
Well, no, like when you walk up to a wall.
Or, oh, you mean when you walk up to the wall and he does this?
Yeah, he puts his guns so they're not pointing at anything.
So they're not running into the wall?
Yeah.
So he's not, his arms aren't through the wall?
Yeah, it just drove me nuts, the constant animation, and then he'd do this and then bring it back really fast.
I kind of liked it, but I mean, I guess it's personal.
Well, I like the sneaking around, but they need to do something so it's just not as crazy.
I like the fact that you do look different when you have the darkness like out. Like, because when I first was doing it, I'm like, I don't know if I actually look any different.
Because every cutscene.
Sometimes, yeah. Like, if I had the darkness out and then I'd climb a ladder, I don't have the darkness out when I'm climbing a ladder. Yeah. And so I was like, maybe it's just all in my mind. But when you go to a mirror, you can see the darkness around you and his eyes are glowing.
What's with the bulletproof mirrors? You can't shoot the mirrors and break them.
You can shoot the TVs, and if you're close to them, it hurts you because the glass it shatters out and hurts you.
But I was sitting there trying to blow the mirrors away, and I'm like, "Why are these bulletproof? This makes no sense."
It's how things are. Mm. Bulletproof mirrors. Lazy. Nobody wants 7 years of bad luck.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
It's the whole bad luck thing.
That's right.
What else you playing? That's it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's it. Not worth mentioning anything else.
Dead air. What about you, Andy?
I've been playing a lot because I'm on vacation. So that's all I do is play games. I've been playing The Darkness. I beat that. Stuck away from the multiplayer after a few lag fests.
Yeah, the host.
I need to. I actually went back, played some Saints Row. Got some achievements on there. Crackdown. Got all my agility orbs. Nice. Sweet.
That's a lot of time.
That's it, yeah. I gave up.
Didn't even use a map. I was impressed. I was about to pull out the map, and then I was just running around like, oh, there it is. Last one. I've got 23 hidden orbs left, so who knows about those. Prince of Persia, Band of Bugs. Been playing the Shivering Isles since they fixed the error on that, which would make your game crash and corrupt your save game. And
nice
Call
patches.
Of Juarez. Yeah. Bought Call of Juarez. Pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked I was hoping it was going to be like Gun, because I really liked Gun. Even though that was just a port from the Xbox. But it was like kind of sandbox western. Call of Juarez is more like you're on a track. Don't deviate at all. Like, at least in The Darkness, even though it was linear, you had side quests you could do or not do, helping people, doing whatever, just exploring around. Call of Juarez, it's like, all right, you're on this level. Walk from the beginning of the level to the end of the level. All right, next level. This level. Walk here to here. But also, Call of Juarez is confusing because there's two characters you play. One is one's Billy, and he is being hunted by his step-uncle, who thinks that he killed his stepfather and mother. And so some of the levels, you play Billy, and you're running away from your other character, who is chasing him, and other levels. But like the stepfather, or the uncle, he's like a reverend, and he's just straight up first-person shooter. He just runs around shooting people, he wears armor, he kicks open doors. Those levels are fine. There's even like quick draw, like, which is kind of stupid, the quick draw thing, because you can only do it when you have your guns in your holsters. So constantly, you're in a level with bad guys. You're constantly putting your guns back in your holsters just so you can quick draw. Because like, then when you quick draw, it kind of goes into like a Max Payne, Matrix, slow-mo type deal.
Bullet time.
Yep, shooting people in the face. But so those levels are fine, but then when you play Billy, the game gets confusing because it doesn't know what kind of game it is. Every once in a while, you're a first-person shooter. Sometimes you're just sneaking around like you're a freaking ninja, hiding in a bush that wouldn't hide anybody. And then there's one level where you're like Tomb Raider. You got to climb up to the top of a mountain to get a feather and then climb back down. So yeah, overall, I found it disappointing. And also, they have 2D animation. Like, stuff looks good from far away,
yeah,
but they're kicking it old school, especially if you go to the cornfield level. Looks good, looking at it this way. When you walk up to the corn, on the side, it's this thin.
It's just a flat image.
Yes.
Man.
So are the rest of the graphics good? Or is
the graphics are good, other than the 2D aspect that they do.
So it wasn't like Gun, where some of the people had thumbs for pinkies and stuff?
No.
Like, there's a guy who's like, their hands are like mutilated sometimes on Gun.
But see, that's the difference. Like, in Gun, graphics were not the best, but it was a fun game. Juarez, graphics are good, not so much a fun game. And also, the multiplayer is also a lag fest.
I guess they're like, we got to put that out there. It's going to be fun.
Does the multiplayer work like, there's like, is it just shooting, or is it like, just shooting? Play like a Splinter Cell type? Like,
you no, just not get killed straight up first person shooting. You can shoot. There's like, they kind of try to do like a class thing with it. There's like, I don't remember how many classes, like 4 classes. There's like a rifleman, a gunfighter, engineer, like some classes that you can pick from. They also do a weird thing in their multiplayer, though. When you're waiting for a ranked game to start, you play a game with the people who are also waiting instead of waiting in the lobby. You're playing a game with the people that you're going to be playing. Except I never got into a ranked game because not enough people would join for the ranked game to start. So I spent 30 minutes fighting with people that wasn't a real game before I finally was like, screw this, I'm out of here.
I kind of like that idea, just something to keep you busy till people jump in. But I always thought it should be something like easy, like in Gears of War, just throw in like a Gears of War Pong or something.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like if you're waiting with people and you can see that they're going to kick your ass, a lot of people just leave.
Yeah.
Like, why am I going to go into this ranked game with these people who are killing me in the waiting area?
Here's a test of things to come. But is that it? That's all you've been playing? You had like a whole month off. You were just...
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been playing some Aegis Wing. I think it might still be free. It's good.
Yeah, it is. Before I died, I downloaded it.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Now you'll never get that Bungie Day theme and picks.
They were kind of disappointing.
Aegis Wing.
It's a side scroller shooter.
Wait, Aegis Wing?
Aegis Wing. It's an Xbox Live Arcade game.
Free one, though.
It was created by interns for Microsoft.
Using their XNL or whatever it is.
Yeah.
XNN?
XNA.
XNA. Is that like XNA?
XNA, yes. But yeah, it's a side scroller. It's only like 6 levels. But you can play up to 4 people multiplayer, like, and you can link.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can link up your... It's kind of like a... What was that? Heavy Arms 4? Something. But yeah, it's fun. And cool. Free. At least it was 2 weeks ago.
I thought it was pretty damn hard. But
it was. It takes some getting used to. It definitely gets a lot easier if you have more people playing.
Yeah. Multiplayer?
You can attach like ships or whatever together.
Yeah, you can form up into one big ship.
How many multiplayers?
Up to 4.
Wow, that'd be pretty fun.
How does it control if you connect 4 people to the same?
One person controls the flying, and they can also shoot, and then everybody else can shoot. If you connect,
get a good pilot.
Like if I connected to Charlie's ship, I could shoot in any direction. I just like point in the direction, whereas normally you can just shoot straight forward, and he would be flying and shooting straight forward.
It's very helpful.
Yeah, I think I'll jump on there, because I downloaded it, I just never played it.
Yeah, the first time I played it, I got frustrated with it, because I got killed so quickly, but then I played it with a friend of mine, and we beat it a few times, so it was a lot of fun.
And it's got achievement points, right?
Mm-hmm, 200.
Nice. I still haven't gotten all mine for Ninja Turtles or Double Dragon.
You're not going to get those. It's ridiculous, because Xbox Live Arcade games usually have harder achievements than
the
full version games. Because it's like some of them are ridiculous. Like Smash TV is like, beat the entire game without dying once. I can't get through the first room without dying once.
Those are for those people who get like perfect on Pac-Man and stuff.
They have like memorized the bullet patterns for every character.
Or this guy's gonna come out here, and there's like 50 guys coming out once, and they know everything that they're gonna do.
Yeah, it's funny because when I was on vacation, I was playing with some friends on. We played like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game. And at first, my friend was like, "Oh yeah, I used to play this all the time. We played it." He's like, "Oh, this is horrible. I hate this. Why did I ever play this game?"
I still think the Simpsons arcade would be good.
That was a fun game.
Yeah, because you could team up. Yeah, you could team up and do stuff.
It'll probably come out. They're waiting for the movie to come out.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they'll be like, "Here's a bunch of Simpsons crap."
For the crappy movie.
Fairly interesting. The new one.
Oh, is there a new one coming out?
Yeah, the Simpsons the game.
Oh god.
You know, Matt Groening is the final boss.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was a joke. Yeah, I did hear about that. I thought that was a joke. So I didn't read the article. I was like, Matt Groening, I was like, oh, that's gotta be fake.
Nope. True.
Confirmed.
What have you been playing there, Josh?
The Darkness. I was kinda disappointed. It's definitely a game I'll sell back. And oh man, this went to sleep. I hope that
But you can
miss.
Lift up
I think he's too picky, man. I don't know why he didn't. It's not the greatest game ever, but it was definitely.
I thought it was going to be like a really great game. I guess that's what happened to me.
Oh, you got overhyped.
Yeah. You did your little videos on your Zoom player. You were like, I got this video.
Yeah, I put it. It's like, oh, man, it's going to be great. It's a Zen, by the way, asshole.
I like to lift up cars with my demon arms and throw them at people.
Well, maybe it'll get fun when I can do that. I think.
Yeah. The first thing, the slithering, creeping dark, or whatever it is. Eh. I mean, later on, I finally started using it, but when I first got it, I never used it.
Yeah, hardly.
All I would use the darkness for was the shield.
And how do you activate the shield?
It's just, if you have the darkness on, you have the shield on.
Okay.
As long as you're in the dark, you're in the light, then.
And that's why they sizzle, when you're in the light?
Yeah, because they're losing power. You can tell their power, I felt stupid when I figured this out, but you can tell their power by their eyes.
Yeah.
Like, when you start leveling up, they get more things on the side of them, and when they're all filled up and glowing, that's when they're at full power.
It says that in the manual.
I didn't read the manual.
Who reads the manual, dude?
Weren't you guys, didn't we have a...
Yeah, where I said that manuals nowadays suck and are worthless.
That's important information.
Manuals nowadays are like 2 pages. Yeah. They're like, insert the game into the system and turn it on.
Yeah, like 4 of those pages
caution,
is like
can
cautions.
Be seizures.
Yeah. The other is like, here's what your section. Controller looks like.
What's with the notes section? They all have like notes.
I see that like in a Final Fantasy game, but yeah, what am I going to do with the darkness?
Yeah, I have my booklet open and I'm playing a game. I might write this down.
I used to do that with Final Fantasy. I'd write down stuff. I'd be like, oh, I got to go visit this guy. So much shit to remember. Or I'd write codes back there and stuff back in the Nintendo days, but that was about it.
In the darkness, you can write down your phone number you got.
Did you guys try putting fake phone numbers in?
I tried a few. I got a few on...
I didn't get any unlocks, but yeah. You just push in any number and stuff will happen. Like, I did 666-6777. I saw a couple of phone numbers on the walls, so I'd do those. Nothing happened, though.
8675309.
You only could do 4. I guess apparently they already do the 555.
Yeah.
555.
There's a number you can put in to get a GameStop Darkling costume.
What is it?
4263, something like that.
4263.
Something.
You heard it first here.
It's on the internet everywhere.
Okay, I played some Halo 2, beat that again. Or no, Halo 1, beat that.
Ooh, old school.
And then I'm going to go back and play Halo 2.
Indestructible.
And that way I can remember the story. I've been listening to it, and you know, I know the stories, but I just...
Listening to it?
Huh?
Did you say listening to it?
Yeah, I'm paying attention to it, you know, reliving the story.
You know, Josh is as obsessed with Halo as you are with Mario.
Because I don't care.
All right, Zelda.
Storyline is to the game.
I think you guys are about on the same plane.
If there was a Mario comic book, I wouldn't buy it.
Who would? What would that be? You'd watch a Mario movie if it came out. A real live action.
They should have a Super Mario Brothers movie.
They should.
What would the plot be? Let's save that princess.
Some kind of plumbers. Maybe an alternate world.
I do want to do that. I want to do some darkness machinimas. Not really machinimas, but just going back over the voices. Because there's a lot of cutscenes where he talks to people or he's on the phone. I think you could do a lot of great voiceover stuff. Oh,
that was one thing that bothered me about The Darkness. How come when, what's the guy's name?
Jackie.
Why's he got a girl's name?
No, I don't care about that.
It's kind of like Charlie.
Why doesn't he move his lips very much when he talks?
That's what I wanted to do. Oh, I thought that was going to be so hilarious to do as a machinima. Just have him mumbling the whole time. Like, I can't hear you, dude. What are you saying?
I mean, I was reading a Stephen King book recently where he said that people who didn't move their lips much learned it in prison, but I don't think that most people would get that.
I think that was lazy programming.
Yeah.
Like other people, they move their lips. Jackie's just like, the thing is going on.
Over-exaggerated like the hand gestures, but didn't do like facial stuff.
And why the fuck does he have a pager? Who the hell has a pager? I was wondering that too
when I first got my first page. I'm like, I have a pager?
What is this, a game that takes place in like 1994?
The Mafia still supports the pager.
Oh, I could take this call, but I'd rather just see who's calling me, leaving me text messages on my pager.
Just text pages.
Yeah.
You're going to die, asshole. Polly. Oh, thanks.
It could be Polly. Somebody could have... I don't know which Polly it is. Yeah, I thought
that was his uncle.
A little dated. He could have sent him some SMS messages, and it would have looked better because that pager looked like it had no depth. All you see is the front of the pager. Regardless of how much he's running, it's perfectly flat in front of you. So you can't see any of the sides.
He's had the pager for a long time. He knows how to use it.
Do they even offer paging services still?
Yes.
They do?
Really? Wow.
Sadly.
I'd pull out all my stocks in those companies.
Hey, no stock tips.
You heard it here first. I'm also playing SimCity on the DS, which I know Charlie's, and now Eric's shaking his head.
Why?
Here's the thing. I thought I was buying SimCity 2000 DS, and then I bought it, and I was like, why is this all Flatlands? But it's still fun. They got this cool little thing on there that shows you, it's like a little meter. I don't think it had it on the original SimCity. But what it does is it tells you what you need more of, like if you need more residential, commercial, or industrial. Man, I never realized, but you need a shitload of commercial or residential houses. It's like I'd say 20-1 to the industrial, and then probably like a 30-1 for the commercial. So it's like you just build up like a bunch of houses and then a small amount of industrial and commercial stuff. But I'm on I think like 1987 now.
I don't know how the game. I was shaking my head because I don't get into any of the Sims games. I think they're ridiculous.
Basically, you just
the concept. You like, build. I'm gonna build a town.
It gets addictive. It's fun, and I got like wind powered stuff now. I got a clean environment, man. I'm going green on this thing.
1987. What year did it start?
1900. You start off with, I think, $100,000 because I put it on easy.
So is the technology, like, does the town get better?
Yeah, you got to build research facilities, and then when it comes to a certain year, you'll get those type of abilities. Like, I got a nuclear power plant, which put out tons of power, but pollution, and I risk the chance of getting a meltdown. And then the stuff gets old as well.
Nuclear doesn't put out pollution.
There's nuclear waste. That's got to go somewhere.
No.
Now I got recycling plants.
And you know the chance of a meltdown is so small.
Hey, this is according to the damn game. the game. Call what's his face, Max or whatever his name is, Maxim or.
Yeah, it makes it. Game. Sorry, you had to buy it.
Man. Was that made by Will Wright?
Max.
Yeah. Wasn't there another guy who was with him, Max or something like that?
I don't know.
Or was that the name of their?
Will Wright is the original Sim guy.
Maybe that was the name of their company, Maxim, or some crap like that.
No, I was thinking another one. Sid Meier. He did something else.
It was a pirate game.
Simcha. I don't know. I don't know why I thought of that, but...
You don't know either.
Whatever.
Maybe we should just shut up.
I think we should move on, because I'm tired of hearing about SimCity.
But it doesn't suck ass. It's fun. I'll let you borrow it sometime, once I'm done with my city. Making it.
Dude, I don't want to play that game.
Because I
wouldn't let Charlie borrow it.
They do have this weird thing, like when you first start your city, they make you sign your name. And I was thinking, this is cool. Like whenever I have to approve something, maybe it's got a hand signature recognition thing. And so I have to sign off on stuff. No, it doesn't matter. People come up and ask you for stuff. And then you got to sign. And it's like, you can write whatever. So I've been writing cuss words in there, putting cunt, fuck, shit. And it doesn't matter. It accepts it anyways. And then they got the cool stuff, like if you reach certain things, you have a fireworks gala. So you got to sit there and poke the fireworks to make them explode, and it makes the people happy, and then they give you more money. Santa Claus comes to town. You tap Santa Claus a bunch of times, and he drops presents and makes the kids happy.
Does this sound fun to anybody?
It is. It's fun. And then there's the UFO that comes and abducts people.
I do like poking people, so maybe I would like a poking game.
The UFO is the best, but it rarely ever happens. But when the UFO shows up, it tries to pull people and stuff, and you got to sit there and save the people, save the car, save some cows. It's fun. I liked it.
Although it seems to me that if they're getting pulled up by...
That's what I meant to say.
Tractor beam, and you just pulled them out and let them go, they would, fall to their death.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, wow, these people are going to die on their way down. Don't people die before they hit the ground or something?
What?
That's what I heard.
It's not the fall that kills you, it's the impact.
It's the myth, yeah.
I thought it was the shock.
A weak heart.
That's lies.
And does this count? I read the book, Mass Effect.
Revolutions. No, it doesn't count.
It was good. What? That count as a game?
No.
No, it's not a game, dude.
But I got some insight.
Is it a choose-your-own-adventure book?
No, it wasn't a choose-your-own-adventure. But basically, humankind
is... Why is Eric's mic so far away from him?
Because it's a boom mic, a shotgun mic.
Yeah, it should be picking him up, right?
Yeah, it picks him up pretty well, I think.
Who cares?
We'll just add his text in, or voice in later.
Sometime. I'm Eric! I like stuff through the Sega Genesis.
I did like Sega Genesis.
Genesis was awesome.
They had one of the best Shadowrun games ever.
Give me some Altered Beast.
I used to, because I went regular Nintendo, Sega, and then on to, the...
That's what I did. I never went Super Nintendo.
I was like, Super Nintendo, wow.
I had a Super Nintendo.
I wanted one, but my parents never bought me one. Then they just bought us a Genesis.
Even though the controller had more buttons, they weren't as good as the Sega. That was always my argument. The graphics might have more colors, but the controls suck.
That's your argument for everything.
Him and those controllers. All right, let's move on to gaming news.
Gaming news.
That's not necessary.
Yeah, it was.
No, it's not.
I'm going to throw up some cool-ass gaming news text on top of this video.
You better get some kind of theme song
right
or something.
Right in front of me, so.
Oh, you want some theme song?
No. You need to get Grant to stop getting married and start making some more music.
I got the music going during the...
Get that out of here. All right, gaming news. That was our theme song. Just really, really low.
That makes it sound like the show was ending.
People are like, thank God.
Using people.
Talking and looking at these guys.
This goes against gaming news number one. We're kind of popular now. We actually have visitors and subscribers. What is your dog looking at?
Bumpers is under the door.
Bumper sucks.
And but the big news is, yeah, our podcast now available on iTunes. Thanks to Josh.
Yay. Took 2 seconds to set up, and for some reason I thought it was going to be a lot harder.
Took him
so
6 months to do it, though.
Yeah.
But the podcast and blog and all that crap, that's all Josh's idea, and he does all the technical stuff. So good job, Josh.
Yeah, man.
Charlie's supposed to be handling that stuff, but he never does.
What? I was never told.
You're supposed to be handling the site.
No.
I don't know that there's much you can do with it. Although yeah, Eric true. And I were talking about some of the ideas. We'll talk about it later.
What, a real site instead of a blog spot one?
We were talking about some stuff while we were drunk on Friday.
You can incorporate, if you do fear site, you can incorporate the blog into there. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. I think they build it that way, too.
All right, price drops. Supposedly, PS3 will drop $100 to $500, but Sony keeps saying, no, that is not true, but there's been, Circuit City ads and all this other stuff, so it's confusion if it's a retail thing, if it's a Sony thing.
Sony lies, come on.
Sony lies all the time, so they're probably going to announce it.
Big E3 announcement.
Yeah, that probably is.
No, damn it.
They're like, oh, they have the internet for getting our secrets out there.
And then imagine what E3 is going to be like when they do announce it. There's going to be no clapping. It'll be like, that's not news.
They're like, we know.
We know already.
They're going to come out with a tattoo on their arm that says $5,900.
What is that, a picture of somebody with a tattoo?
Yeah, it's a... tattoo from last year, but somebody's taken out the GTA 4 and put
price
cut
up on the...
Oh, really?
That's what's great about the video, man. We could throw up these pictures and shit we're talking about.
Yeah, but also there's been rumors that Microsoft will be dropping the 360 by
$50. They're gonna have to now. Oh, come on.
By how much?
$50.
Oh. If they want to
do PlayStation 2, when they dropped their price, it was $20.
If and the PSP, what was that, a $30 drop? Mm. That's horrible.
But some people are saying that with the whole warranty thing, which we'll get into here later, they might not drop their price.
Now, if they, this is what I think they should also do. Drop the price on their peripherals and accessories. Come on. That $20 gig? Yeah, that's insane.
My DS cost $150 total, and it has Wi-Fi built right the hell in.
That's insane. And then 20 gig hard drive, $100? What's the other one, $170, to get one that's like three times the size?
Check your math. Six times.
Six times the size? I'm not good at English.
I also saw, you know, the Elite is coming out in Japan soon. I'm not sure the actual date.
That's gonna fail.
But they're putting Don't it out bother. In Japan for
free.
No, it's cheaper than you can get the
free 10 games free.
It's something ridiculous. It's like $380 or something.
And then you get a free Xbox with it to give to your grandmother. This is the grandma machine right here. Move over, Wii. Nobody's gonna buy it. They hate American stuff there. It's not that
free
it's
free blue dragon faceplate. We can buy it.
Dude, they didn't just get that. They got toys that came with it. They got the game. It was
hookers.
Those Japanese know how to hold out till the end. That's what we should be doing with the PlayStation 3. Nobody buy it.
No, well, I guess I don't say that. I say, you know what? Buy whatever the hell you want to.
I bought it. I like it. I mean, I don't think Sony has their act together. I mean, I think they got some stuff to do, but it's a nice system.
Yeah,
it really is
future proof. That's what you're saying.
I don't say it's future proof or anything.
They only have like a 1-3% failure.
Same with Xbox, according to Peter Moore, right?
No, that was Peter Moore like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Now he's on Major Nelson,
and
stuff.
That was like 3-5%.
Which, when I did the math, came out to like 200,000 people or something, which is still outrageous.
Which apparently I know all of them. All right, other news. I don't even know what's going on with this since somebody posted this a long time ago. Manhunt 2? Does anybody know what's going on with that? Because if it stays adult only, it won't be on the Wii or the PS2, means it won't come on anything.
Yeah,
it won't
be anything. They're like editing the game.
So they are?
And try to get an M rating out of it.
So there won't be swords going into people's rumps?
Well, I figured they have to do something because they're not going to put all that money in and say, oh, well, nobody's going to publish it. Nobody will take it.
I heard they're changing it to man hug. And then you go around, you kiss and hug men. Charlie, sold.
Lies. I know my friend was at the store the other day, and they tried to get him to put down a deposit on it.
Put that in there.
I just made that up right there. I didn't even think about that.
That's clever.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to do with the Wii controllers. You go like this. Yeah.
Sure. Moving on.
All right. Mass Effect. There's been a lot of weird rumblings about its release date because they've never come out with a release date. But
2009, isn't it?
Everybody was saying, oh, it's going to be this summer, and then suddenly, apparently it's been delayed, possibly only in Europe until 2008. It disappeared for a while off of Xbox Coming Soon section, then it came back, but it's actually rated now M, so it probably, I expect it will actually come out within the next 3 months.
It's going to be nudity in it.
I think they're just, for some reason, not putting out a date because they don't want to be stressed about any commitment.
Boobies. Yeah, maybe they're adding something new, like multiplayer mode.
No.
Yeah.
No, they're not doing that.
Why would they do that?
Because it's going to turn into a multiplayer mode game.
No, they're not.
Multiplayer.
It's not feasible.
Yeah. I don't know. What the hell is up with that? Wasn't it supposed to come out, like, last month?
That was the rumors. Like I said,
I thought that was a set date.
No, they've never put out a release date for it.
Who the fuck are these people in these rumors?
Yeah, it's because originally they said that they weren't going to be at E3. Which they are going to be at E3 now, but they didn't want to commit to
date
it
because
they didn't know if they'd have anything.
You heard it here.
So when people were saying, oh, they're not going to be at E3, they must be releasing before E3. That's where the rumor came out that they'd be out last month.
I really need to be sitting where there's a backing because this is killing my back.
That's what you get. It's your house.
You wanted to sit by the computer. I was going to sit there. I don't want to hear you whining.
There's a back right there. All right.
It is.
Also, Germans get some change content again. Germany, they always like to change these games. They change, like, Dead Rising and some other games. It's too violent. They're like, boo. But also, anti-Nazi. Yeah. So the Darkness was changed for Germans. They took out all of the Nazi content, which wasn't really that much. It's just the uniforms that the zombies were wearing.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, they were Nazis, but you don't really notice them.
It's not like
they're like high stepping around and they had the thing on.
I haven't gotten to that part of the game yet.
Yeah, well, guess what? Not a lot of Nazi stuff going on there.
Why are they so sensitive about this Nazi stuff? They're the ones who created it.
They like to pretend like that didn't really happen that much. It's just a small part of the history.
It just happened, what, 40, 50, 60 years ago? 60.
But, yeah. They,
it's like a long enough time to get over it, but, yeah.
But the changes, they also got rid of some of the violence and gore. They're very anti-violence over there with the games, because if you have a non-censored copy of The Darkness in Germany, up to a 3-year prison sentence.
What?
That's
insane.
Yes. Wow. That's
just for playing a game.
Balls over there like that.
Yeah, they can have movies that show worse things than that.
Are you allowed to watch those Nazi or those Hitler Xbox things? Those videos on YouTube? Dude, those are hilarious. Where it's that from that movie and it's got Hitler and he's pissed off because his Xbox Live subscription. He got booted off Xbox Live. Yeah, I'll put some links. They're awesome.
I thought they were pretty funny.
Craziness. Did you want to mention anything about Halo Wars? Because you said that they're going to be updated, but they weren't. They lied.
Did you go to there?
Yeah.
They pissed me off. HaloWars.com. Like,
your camera just did something.
Ooh.
It just died.
Battery died.
Now it's flashing.
Why don't you get up to an external source, dude?
Just running it off the battery when you have like plugs around.
Anyways, apparently HaloWars.com was supposed to they were supposed to have a site change, facelift, and put out some more information and crap like that. Now they're like, we're gonna wait till E3, then we'll let you know what's going on with the Halo Wars. But I was looking at it, and I didn't really realize this because I wasn't really paying that much attention to it. Halo Wars, not by Bungie. Like I said, I don't pay attention to it. I was like, RTS, whatever. But it's made by Ensemble Studios, something like that. Some people I never heard of. I'm like, that's disappointing. You got that thing working again?
My battery. I thought it was just going to last.
I was going to say, flip the screen, so maybe if something goes wrong, we can see it. I mean, now you can't tell if anything goes wrong.
Damn this video.
Prima donna.
Dude, I wasn't against this whole video deal to begin with, so.
So the Halo Wars thing is they came out, what, like a year ago, announcing this Halo Wars, last E3. And everything you saw at E3... That's all that's ever been on their site. Yeah. They've never given fans anything. And then they'll have these stupid news updates in the forums where they interview the makers of the games and they'll be like, so tell us about Halo Wars. We can't. And then it's like, all right, well, let's talk about games that you're currently playing. And that's all they'll give
so
us.
So they're like us.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No but information.
They have, like, no information going on. And so, like, last week they're like, or the week before, they're like, hey, July 6th, a lot of updates. So you go on there and it's like, wait, what's the update? Nothing. Just tune into E3. That's where the real updates will be. It's like, come on. Just fucking throw out a screenshot, you piece of shit. The game's been...
See, when I first got on there, I was like, oh, is that a new trailer? And I was like, that's not a new trailer.
The game's been being made for like 2 to 3 years or something like that. They got to have something. And I'm guessing they don't want to show anything because they want to wait for Bungie to show their stuff first. And then they'll show it because it might have some... I'm guessing it might have some Halo 3 stuff that they can't reveal.
Well, even in the trailer, there's that one... human plane thing that I've never seen anything.
Long swords?
I don't know. Yeah. They don't say this is the something that there's a plane that it's Covenant like destroy it.
It's flat looking. Yeah, those are the long swords. They're only in the books. Now they have them in the thing. All right.
Thanks.
Next.
Some Haze news. Some people are thinking that Haze might have gone back to PS3 exclusive, but I think that's bullshit. They think it because of the trailers and stuff. It only says PlayStation at the end and nothing else. But I think it's just because Haze is a timed PS3 exclusive. Because even when Ubisoft put out that list last month with the release dates, they had Haze on there for the 360 and the PC, as well as the PS3. But then the next day they went and took that list down and put another list back up that didn't have the 360 and PC Haze on there. And then pretended like they never had that first list up there to begin with. But
Haze looks pretty good.
Yeah, looks interesting.
So it looks like Halo.
Not missing much.
It's a first-person shooter. It's set in the future where you take drugs as a soldier, and that if you take too much, you start shooting your friends, apparently.
Yeah. You start getting different types of features, like you can see people better.
Yeah.
Guys who made Far Cry, so.
Whoopie-doo.
It looks like Far Cry, the game, the environments and stuff. Hopefully they won't have that stupid thing where you crawl under buildings and you look up and then you stab people through the floor.
I like to stab the people with the knife.
Yeah.
All right. Rooster Teeth. Not only did they finish Red versus Blue recently, they also finished 1-800-MAGIC, which I was disappointed that it was only a 4-episode arc. Yep, that was it.
That was some of their best writing.
That was Shadowrun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did some crazy crap in that thing. Lips move and everything.
It was funny. It's good.
Yeah. A lot funnier than that damn Red versus Blue. That thing was like, Red versus Caboose.
That's good stuff.
I'm Sarge.
Respect the classics.
Classics.
Never finished ours, man. Remember the
Halo?
Dukes of Halo?
Josh's? Dukes of Halo?
We gotta get some people together. Finish that up.
We're always around. You're just a slacker.
Yeah, what happened to the Halo, the 3 video montage as well? Remember you said you were
going to... I got the videos loaded or on tape. I just got to load them up. I'm going to throw some of them on. I'm going to put Shane's cool-ass sniping on the end of this video. Because, I mean, it's pretty cool. He's sniping a dude on a rolling warthog. Shoots the gunner right off the back while it's rolling. That's impressive. I'm going to put it in slow-mo and zoom it in.
You mean that's luck. Yeah, I said it.
Shane's got skills, man.
No.
That's how it pays the bills. He's got 2 houses, doesn't he?
Yes.
It's from playing Halo.
I thought it was because his wife made some good money.
Yeah.
I'm working on a machinima about Crackdown.
Yeah? Awesome.
Because what do they do after the city's clear? It's boring. He's going around killing citizens.
I definitely think we should do a machinima on the darkness. Or at least a voiceover thing, because I think that'd
especially
be hilarious.
Like when the spotlight, when he's... Talking about stupid crap, but not related.
I love that though. That's a cool load screen. That's a really good load screen. It's pretty impressive.
Like the couch is vibrating.
It's a massager.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get on to some big E3 Media and Business Summit. All right. A little bit of background for those of you who don't know. E3 started 1995. This year will be the first toned-down version of E3, because after last year's epic E3, the organizer said it's getting too big and too much of a who can spend the most money on their booth instead of actually producing good shit debacle.
And they were tired of the smelly kids, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, yeah, last year there was 400 exhibitors, 60,000 attendees.
That's a little insane. And I'm sure they're not all like in the
No, industry. that was one of the complaints, it'd be like friends. 1 out of 10 should have been there or even, you know, fewer, cuz a lot of them were like the assistant manager at the local GameStop.
And I think it's going to be good for everybody, cuz now we'll finally hear some actual good news hands on.
Yeah, I don't know though. I mean, this year it's limited to 36 companies will be there and about 5,000 invited guests.
I don't understand why they limited the amount of vendors going there. That's a little weird.
Yep. And I've been reading a lot of articles on it and like interviews and stuff, and there's a lot of confusion out there and speculation if it will be any good. There's a number of people who think that this will be the last real E3 ever. They think that this is just not going to work out. But it might be good.
There's other events that we hear stuff from.
Yeah, and some companies and vendors that weren't invited, they're still having exhibits nearby so that gaming journalists can, you know, when they get bored doing whatever, they can come over and say, hey, check out the fake E3 that we're hosting. But everybody has different coverage. Microsoft will be covering E3 with its second annual Bringing It Home, and that's like downloads of videos, trailers, demos, gamer picks, and such on Marketplace. That starts on July 10th.
You'll have your boxes back by then, right?
Maybe.
I'll have my boxes back.
Now you can download all the stuff straight to your Xbox.
Straight to it.
Gotta hook it up to the internet for that to happen.
That damn internet. But yeah, July 10th through the 13th, with Xbox, it'll start with coverage of Microsoft's press conference. They are already confirmed that they'll have stuff for Ace Combat 6, Assassin's Creed, Bioshock, Blue Dragon, Burnout Paradise, Call of Duty 4, FIFA Soccer 8, Guitar Hero 3, Lost Odyssey, Madden NFL 08, NCAA Football 08, Need for Speed, Pro Street, Project Gotham Racing 4, The Simpsons, Tiger Woods PGA Tour, and WWE SmackDown vs.
Yes.
Raw
yes.
2008.
Nice.
I thought they did a good job with last year. There were some decent videos that you got to see from there. I enjoyed their Bringing It Home coverage. There's about 60 or so Xbox 360 titles confirmed that will be at E3. Sony just announced a similar plan of coverage. They're going to allow users to download trailers and videos from the PlayStation Store, including their press conference. They'll also be covering the E3 on their website, PlayStation.com, and their official PlayStation blog. They haven't confirmed any specific titles for the coverage, but there are 53 PS3 titles that are confirmed for E3, so hopefully we'll see some good stuff out of there. For Nintendo, I don't know what they're doing for their coverage. I don't know if they're doing anything specific, but there's at least 25 Wii games that will be at E3. And their press conference is on the 11th at 9 a.m.
Nothing on Wii News channel? It seems like it'd be the channel they throw it on, right? Or is that just general news?
That would make sense, but that would make sense.
Yeah, I searched all over. I can't find if they're doing any specific
E3 coverage.
Yeah, but
I mean, like if you really want to know it as it goes on, you're not going to go to like your Xbox. You're going to go to the internet and go to like...
I go right to my Xbox.
I think I'm gonna do that download thing where it just downloads and then shuts my Xbox off after it's done. That seems pretty convenient.
Yeah, I like that feature.
But you still don't know what that's happening. Like, there's going to be websites hosting it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like G4 or whatever.
Yeah, G4 is doing a big coverage on everything
E3.
You're going to
watch it happen as it happens. Like,
I don't have G4 in my house, though.
But it's going to be on the internet. On their website.
Internet.
People go to the internet or doors.
Guys should, Major Nelson had this episode where he always talks this one,
no,
Xbox
Major
Live.
Nelson.
He's the
Larry
Xbox spokesperson, basically.
Yeah. Tries to make it seem like he's not part of Xbox, but he is. But he's never heard that whole series of tubes thing. So listen to his podcast last week, last Sunday.
You know,
the internet.
The
internet
is a series of tubes.
So he has this guest on who goes,
from a politician.
You know, because the internet's a series of tubes. And then Major Nelson
about
goes...
about net neutrality.
And then the guy goes, or Major Nelson's like, series of tubes. And he's like, yeah, the internet. You know, it's a series of tubes. And he's like, what? And he just does not get it. It's just hilarious. So check out
his
podcast.
Charlie.
Yeah,
You've never heard that? The series of tubes in the dump truck?
Yeah, when they were doing the net neutrality stuff, one of the politicians said that the internet is a series of tubes, and there's all this stuff blocking up the tubes right now, so we need to get rid of all that stuff, and all the spam, and all these companies, and they're blocking up the tubes.
Nice.
And Ron Paul, he voted against net neutrality, even though net neutrality is helping him.
What does that have to do with
him? He's a politician who's blowing up on
the internet.
The internet
is big for our gaming.
All right, anyways.
You're blocking up the tubes with your video gaming.
That's what they say? All right, who's going? E3 organizers say they're... No, we're not. Trying to cut costs. Some critics say that they're actually increasing them for the vendors because space at the Santa Monica Hotel costs twice as much as it did at the convention center. And that usually means a typical cost of about $100,000 instead of $50,000 for booth space. But apparently also when they were at the convention center, they had other problems like expensive union labor, ridiculous catering prices, things like that. So a number of vendors have just opted out altogether, like Best Buy, GameStop's going to have a very minimal showing. Some of the studios that will be there, 2K Games, Activision, Atari, Bethesda, Capcom, Codemasters, D3, Disney, EA, Eidos, Foundation 9, ID, Konami, LucasArts, Majesco, Microsoft, Midway Games, Namco, NCSoft, Nintendo, Sega, Sierra, Sony, THQ, Ubisoft, and Warner Brothers.
On the video, I'm gonna have to throw up all these logos.
With the trademark next to them.
But like I said, there's only going to be a limited, you know, there's 36 companies, so it's much smaller than the 400 from last year.
That's a lot of logos I got to go find.
But so who is the new thing supposed to help? It's supposed to be a chance for everybody to show off their games and wares and, you know, get the public excited about their game. Like, look at this trailer. Go out there and pre-order it right now. It's trying to get the buzz out. But some developers complain that their management and their studios, they get so wrapped up with making a good showing at E3 that they make them spend so much time like working on a cool trailer that has nothing to do really with the game that it takes away from production time and all that stuff. So some of the developers don't like it. And also sometimes it gives them bad PR because it'll be a game that won't be coming out for like a year or two. And they'll be like, oh, put something out. So they'll put it out and it looks nothing like it will eventually, but it looks bad. So people are like, that game sucks. Write it off.
Yeah, a lot of people have that problem too.
It's because of the strict deadline. I mean, you got.
I say don't show up.
Some people do that.
Throw out your.
And most importantly, who does it hurt?
Game.
Booth babes. What are they going to do now? Struggling actresses and models?
They got to jiggle it more.
Eric's dream as being a booth babe, down the toilets.
I was saving up my money for that boob job. Now. Not so much.
PS3, here I go.
He's got the costumes already. So what do you guys think? What do you hope is that E3? Thoughts on the E3?
Definitely know Halo 3 is going to be there. But I'm hoping that they're going to show some Halo 3 campaign. Come on. Halo 3 campaign mode. Instead of that mountain scene that they put out like this week. I mean, the graphics look nice and all, but come on. We want something else. Show us a 10-second clip.
I bet you there's going to be some Covenant.
Cubbies, yeah. Call them Covenants, noob. Okay,
Price
yeah.
And Bruce.
According to the IGN podcast, I didn't listen to it, but I go to some other website that say what they talk about.
That's just lazy.
Dude, I don't have an hour or whatever to listen to the whole thing.
Stop going to the gym?
Basically. So... The Nintendo is supposed to, like, unveil a new game from one of their, like, dead franchises at E3. Like
Mario.
What's dead? They revived
like,
everything.
Well, they're saying it'll either be, like, you know, Kid Icarus or, like, Pilot Wing.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Kid Icarus was good. What about, what was that one where you ran Ghouls and Goblins? Was that one?
That wasn't a Nintendo.
That was a Capcom.
Yeah.
Capcom.
God.
That
game was awesome.
They did
a bunch of those. We could probably get that on
the game. Was hard. But it was cool. His armor came off. They could redo that and make
that
room.
He wore boxers with hearts on them.
But Halo Wars, I'm also hoping to see some good crap for.
What is with you?
Gears of War 2?
Yeah,
think that'll be there?
There's rumors about it.
Huh?
But
huh?
I don't know. Epic.
They'll be like... That little red skull thing that they use at the number 2.
Frosty. That's what people are saying.
Next E3.
Or people are saying. People are saying they'll just say COG 2 up there.
It could be because Epic still says they're like we're still working on Gears 1.
Yeah, they're running. People are still playing Gears 1.
This is ridiculous. I went through my friends list the other day and like deleted like 20 people that I met on Gears, who are still just playing Gears. No offense to them, but. I don't play Gears that much anymore. I don't need them on my friends list because they're popping up every time I'm playing a game. Like, so-and-so's online.
Lord
like,
Allen is online.
Don't care.
Original Paws is online.
I kept a few of those guys, though.
The Goose Slapper?
Yeah. Yogurt something. Yogurt Flinger is online. That's what they need is something to a voice-activated thing.
What? It's already annoying enough, especially when you're playing Guitar Hero and it pops up way at the top and you're like, what? Oh, I just blew my chords.
Lose corns. What are you guys looking forward to at E3?
I mean, I don't like when they like ruin stuff. I kind of like being surprised and stuff.
Yeah, see,
I don't want to see more Halo stuff.
See, like Josh delves into like every little small thing about Halo, and I pretty much ignore it.
Yeah, I just want to
like all those videos Josh sends us that I never look at.
I just want to be surprised. I don't want to be like, oh, I already saw that in like E3 coverage or whatever. Seems kind of like ruin it. Kind of like movie previews, you know. You see a movie preview, it kind of ruins that moment in the movie for you.
It's not like they give away the whole thing like movie previews, though.
Well,
Grand Theft Auto 4 ends with the guy dying.
That's true.
But he falls in love first.
Well, sometimes they show like really good aspects of the game, like gameplay that would have been nice to find out for the first time.
So what if they showed you video of the Master Chief just running down some hallway, nothing happening for 10 seconds, and then
I would say, what's the point of that?
Throwing grenades.
Why
show that? He's just a lot of grenades. Or they just show himself committing suicide a bunch of times.
See, with me, that's the whole thing with me with Halo 3. I understand what the game is about, so to me, I don't really care that much about seeing stuff about it until it comes out, because, yes, I understand what it's about.
But like, they gotta get the media out there for people who are like...
Who doesn't know?
There's people who are like, maybe like...
It gives the news something to show.
Yeah, I guess it's for, you know...
Xbox, who were young. Like, when you were young... Like, I mean, now, obviously, it's different than when we were younger, but...
Yeah,
like,
I guess...
Now, like, might have just gotten a 360 and flip on and see, like, the pictures and be like, oh, that looks pretty cool. Like,
they're like, oh, that 10-year coma, finally out of it. What's good to play?
These things are 3D!
What is this, wireless controller? I'm doing this all the time. Flipping the cord.
These games don't make me want to slam the controller.
Either way, I'm looking forward to Smash Brothers stuff. I just want to see more Smash Brothers stuff.
Don't they have a lot of Smash Brothers stuff?
Yeah, I mean, they update their website like once every weekday, but it's normally kind of small stuff.
Dude, I don't even get that kind of stuff. Mine's like once a month on the Halo. Thirsty. For some Master Chief.
Yeah, Halo 3 is not going to have
not a Mr.
fun
Chief.
Level of Smash Mr. Brothers. It's going to be like, Halo 3, yeah, that's probably pretty good. Smash Brothers? Classic.
Actually, game I'm looking really forward to. By the way, we're hitting about an hour because that tape's about to run out.
Wrap it up.
Game I'm really looking forward to. Fallout 3. I'm like you with Halo 3 about Fallout 3. I'm out there getting everything I can get on it. I'm playing Fallout 2 right now on my PC, kicking it old school.
See, that's the other thing that's scheduled for release like 2008.
2008. Oh. I'd get rid of all my games that I'm looking forward to in the next year if I could have it today.
That goes back to what you were saying before, that if it's so early in development, why are they showing stuff when it's going to be...
But their shit looks good, though.
Yeah, it looks good.
That's what's good for them, is their shit looks good. So you didn't even make a point. You just
yeah. No, he did.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you, Charlie. Don't cry.
Ooh. Jerk.
What's your problem, man?
You douche.
All right, what else you got?
No, I'm done. Somebody else has got some stuff on here. Charlie's got some making love to men video games and how to please your gay lover screenshots. That's what he's looking forward to at E3.
You put that in there.
Josh puts that in there because that's his fantasy. And somehow he wants to portray those fantasies on me. Which I don't understand. Josh, you're gay. It's cool. But just don't try to put it on anybody else.
All right.
I'm looking forward... Really, all I'm looking forward to out of E3 is some cool trailers for anything. Don't care what it is. As long as it's not a sports game or a driving game.
I don't care what it is. As long as it doesn't fall into one of the following categories.
Let me start eliminating some genres.
Real-time strategy.
Some cool trailers. Well, see, because to me, the guy's running with the football. It looks real.
Fighting games. I don't want to know anything about Mortal Kombat, Virtua Fighter.
Looking forward to just any cool trailers and any release dates. That's really all I want. I know Mass Effect's going to be there. Great. Hopefully they say, hey, guess what? We're coming out. The game will be out this day. That's all I really want. I want some dates. I want to know what's going on, when.
Home? I'd like to know some more about Home.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
See what Nintendo's doing for online. Come on.
Did you hear about their WiiWare?
No.
They confirmed that they're going to start having original games out starting next year that you can download original games.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Why are they calling it WiiWare?
What?
Why are they calling it WiiWare? Oh, it's Wii games that you can download?
Yeah, like actual, specifically developed for the Wii games that you can download.
I was thinking you were talking about like Legend of Zelda for the Wii is going to be downloadable.
Oh, yeah.
So that'd be cool. Hey, Ash.
All right. Anybody else? Last comments on E3? Since it'll probably be started by the time this is up on the internet.
Oh. What does that mean?
Oh.
What does that even mean?
Oh. Right, I'm just true. Kidding.
Josh is like, I'm still going to load everything in my
The head. Voice version will probably be up before it starts.
Maybe.
If I ever do the video one.
All right. And we also want to do a little discussion about 360s failing retardedly a lot recently.
So what happened with yours, Eric? So yours wasn't like a Red Ring of Death.
No. Day one when I got the system, I would put games in and it would say, to play this game, put it in an Xbox 360 console. And I'm like, that shouldn't be an error that a 360 gives me.
I did have that error like one or two times when I first got mine.
If it said like, this, you know, put an Xbox 360 game, I could understand. Like, it's confused that it was actually a 360. But it was confused that it was an Xbox 360 system.
That's some like, old software
put
in there.
This in an Xbox 360 system. And I'm like, okay, no. And then, like, it would work for a while, and then it's like, it was just weird. Like, if I first turned the system on with the game in, sometimes it would play. But if I, like, took the disc out when I stopped playing, like, you know, went back and, like, the next day put the disc in, it would give me that error. And it went on for, like, a month, and I was like, all right, fuck this. So I called Microsoft, and they were like, did you try it with a separate game? And I was like, I have four, and it happens to all of them.
Did you have it hooked up to a breaker? Or a
no, plugged straight into the wall.
Straight into the wall. That's the only way to do it.
Into the wall.
It's craziness.
And then when I sent it to them, okay, Microsoft's customer service is absolutely ridiculously bad. I wanted to strangle the dude on the other end of the phone. He kept going.
Were they from India?
Yeah. And he kept going, so you're going to get free shipping on this. And then like 10 minutes later, he's like, did I tell you that you're going to get free shipping on this? And I was like, I've had the system a month, jackass. You should come to my house and fix it. Free shipping.
And that's coming back soon, right?
Yeah, because I called them, and at one point they were like, what's your reference number? Okay, also when you call, they tell you, like, here's your reference number. Write it down on the box, tape it to a piece, or put it on a piece of paper, tape it to the system, and then write it down somewhere. You won't ever lose it, because you're going to need this reference number if you ever want to see your system again. They, like, are crazy about reference numbers. So I called, gave my reference number, and the guy on the other end of the phone was like, when did you send it to us? And I'm like, I got a confirmation email that you had it like 2 weeks ago. And they were like, call us back Monday.
What?
It was early Friday.
They sent me another email saying, like, your system's on the... So, when you send it to them, they give you, like, a UPS label, like, 3-day select. So it gets to them fairly quickly. They UPS ground it back to you, which means that the UPS guy is just going to come and drop it in my front yard.
Nice.
And it'll probably rain because we're in Florida, so it rains every fucking day. So I'll just have an Xbox.
Especially lately.
In my front yard.
Nice. So what about you, Charlie?
I got the red rings. The three red rings. But from the get-go, when I first bought it, it always froze and gave me disk read errors, which I'm sure everybody's gotten at some point. But it just seemed to be getting worse and worse until it finally froze on a game and died. When I went to reboot it, well, actually, the sequence took like 2 or 3 reboots, and it kept freezing in the middle of the game. And then at the end, the fifth time, I got the red rings. So I don't know. I put a blog on there, but I tried the towel trick that I've been reading about, and that only worked. It worked for, I'd say, less than 8 hours worth of gameplay. I was like, I bite the bullet and just send it in. And I just sent it in yesterday. And when I went to drop it off at the UPS place, the clerk there was like, That's an Xbox, huh? I'm like, yeah. How'd you know? He's like, oh, we get a lot of those. I'm like, oh, that's good.
Reassuring.
Yeah, really reassuring. He's like, yeah, these things must only work for a few months, and then people just send them off. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. But they told me that it was going to be 3 to 4 business weeks, which is probably going to take the full 4 weeks. So, but it was weird. They had the return address label on there, but they said the signature is required on mine, and that they'll try it three times, and after the third time, they're gonna send it back to the repair center. So I'm like, okay, I work all day. They're gonna come like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm never there. So I don't know how that's gonna work out, if I can contact UPS or something. But
you can go pick it up. You can put a mark on there that you're gonna go pick it up.
Yeah. Okay.
But these hardware things aren't like a new thing. Remember the old NES blowing into the cartridge? But it's never been this bad. It's never been to where like people have had to.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a hardware failure. This is mine was a hardware failure. I couldn't get it to boot up.
The NES was like more of a design flaw. Like,
well, these would be design flaws too. They just were too cheap to design more fans and stuff to keep them cool. And
yeah, but I mean, like, the Nintendo was like. Number one, even though they were, like, breaking, it was still, like, instant, like, it wasn't, like, breaking. You could still play. Like, it might flash, but and then, like, and once you know, like, there's, like, tricks to make the games work.
Yeah.
And because the whole reason that regular Nintendos didn't work is because of the way, like, the pin connectors were set to where the game wouldn't fit in right. Which is why when they came out with the top-loading Nintendo, that problem
went away.
It wasn't like a system issue.
It's always been some kind of. I remember I had a PS1, and that when they had like those disc read errors, but just by flipping it upside down, fixed that problem. A lot of people had that, and I remember going to buddies' houses, and their PlayStation 1s would be flipped on their sides, and that fixed the problem. You know, it's just I think every iteration of console have some sort of.
But you think it'd be getting better as it goes instead of like as bad as 360 has taken it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's like one thing to have like failure rates, and another thing to be like one out of every three consoles gets shipped back to the manufacturer. And now they're like, this is going to cost us $1 billion.
Yeah, well, I was reading an article today that they were saying that some of the Asian manufacturers were saying it was because of. Microsoft was just in such a hurry that they wanted to beat Sony out there, like, wanted to get there at least a year before Sony did, that there was, like, some design flaws, and they were buying all these cheap parts, and that's really one of the reasons.
Cheap epoxy. Happening.
Cheap solder.
Yeah. Yep. Fox News says that there's been 2.5 million broken 360s, and some people reported as high as a 33% failure rate.
Damn.
Because 2.5 would million? Be 25%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it. Especially the UPS person is confirming that they're getting a lot of return Xboxes. And
to the point where they recognize what the box looks like and stuff.
And people on forums complaining. I mean, it's definitely a problem.
And I mean, but Microsoft.
I mean, out of us, like, okay, I had to ship mine back. You had to ship your. I know Andy has problems, even though he never sent it back.
I have problems, but I don't feel like sending it back. Yeah, like, I have get a tray one problem.
One red ring every few times, and I get an E74 message every once in a while, but. Overall, all I do is I just turn it off, turn it back on, and it's fine.
I never get any, like, software issues, like, where it won't play a game or anything. I just get, like, my fucking tray will not open.
You might want to check your faceplate on that. Sometimes your faceplate comes loose, and you can take it off and put it back on.
I'll try that. Just tighten it up.
Yeah.
Leave it on.
You can leave it off. Then it would probably
help it cool down. Get some circulation through there.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely had problems with it, but it's never been anything where I had to send it in. But, yeah, since I got it, I've had the same. It's been the same. You know, sometimes E74. Although before one of the original patches, it wouldn't tell me an error number. Now it says E74, and it's got it in like 200 languages. Like, please call Microsoft.
If you want to see your Xbox in a month.
But yeah, Microsoft. You know, they came out this week with their extending. If you get the three red rings of death. That they're extending your warranty to 3 years instead of the 1 year that they had changed it to, when was it? Months ago? Year ago?
Yeah. A
while ago. But, but that's only for that problem, because they've accepted that, yes, it's a hardware failure. And I think they put it out there this week because they wanted to get it out before E3 started. They didn't want that to be all of E3. They didn't want E3, every press conference to be like, why is the 360 failing, and why won't you do anything about it?
It's only 3-5%.
Friday.
I forget what day it was.
It was Thursday. Wednesday or Thursday.
I think it was. Yeah, it was more like midweek. They wanted to give it like a week before E3 started.
Well, because a lot of times, like, and I don't know if they consider that good news that they're extending warranties or bad news that they have a lot of failure rate, but a lot of times it's like bad news, we'll say it on a Friday.
Yeah. Well, it's, they're doing it because they're tired of people talking bad about them. They don't want the bad press. You know, they want customers to think that they care about them.
Yeah, they're offering refunds for people that have paid for the...
Yeah, if you send it in with... you were outside of the warranty, but you had the three rings, you get a refund for the cost that you had to send in. And also, I was reading another article, though, that's saying, like, at least in England, they're giving their repair dates when you send it in. They say 25 working days, which used to be 10 to 15 working days. Now they're up to 25, which is 5 business weeks. But they're also saying that some of the flood that they're getting is that a lot of people, right before Halo 3 beta came out, when they started banning modded Xboxes, a lot of those people are bricking their consoles intentionally, making them, like, basically tape up the vents, make them crash out so they could send them in and get it fixed, get a new one or whatever. But then also, some of those are turning up on the markets, like people are selling them. And that Xbox is banned from Xbox Live forever. Doesn't matter that you're not the one who modded it. Might not even be modded anymore. So I suggest, do not buy a used 360. Although apparently GameStop will take it back if you buy a used one from them and it's banned from Xbox Live.
I wonder what they do. Make it a display console?
They probably just sell it to some other sucker.
You know what they should do? Like, next time Microsoft has some bad news like this, put out the bad news. But then the next day come out and be like, hey, look, Halo 3.
3 months early. Here it is.
What do you want to talk about, this bad news or this awesome news?
Bad news.
Yeah.
Too bad I can't play the Halo 3 because you've had my system longer than I have, you jackasses.
All right, who wants to... Let's move on to some games that we're looking forward to because we got to wrap this show up.
Yeah.
Wrap
it up.
Brothers in Arms on the DS. I don't really want to play it. Oh, I want to play it. I wouldn't buy it, but that game looks too insane for like a DS. Have you seen it? It looks hilarious. Like, this game that you're playing on this DS looks good. What, Charlie? What?
I think it's a stupid reason to buy it, dude.
I wouldn't buy it. I'd want to play it just to see how it plays.
Looking forward to it, not looking forward to buying it.
Yeah. I'm just looking forward to more information about the TV show The Office. They're making a game out of it on the DS.
It's true.
I'm just curious how you're going to make
it. In it.
I don't know.
I think you play Jim in it.
What do you do for a game like that?
I don't know what they do at that office.
Yeah. And Contra 4 on the DS.
That looks cool.
4 players, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Blue Dragon in August on 360. Grand Theft Auto 4. Stranglehold. That looks tight. Or been hearing a lot of good stuff about guys who did the PsyOps. Making the Stranglehold. And Zelda DS. Eh? October.
That game looks awesome. That game, the graphics look amazing for a DS game.
I don't know about
Plus
that.
Zelda looks awesome.
Metroid was awesome.
It says right here, graphics are unbelievable for a DS game.
Yeah. I wrote that.
I agree.
And Josh wrote, we'll see.
I didn't write, we'll see.
Who wrote, we'll see?
No, I think that's... No. Somebody's going in there writing weird stuff. Like, maybe it was Jeff or somebody was doing that. Yeah, and that's all I got. Andy?
Jeff.
Fallout 3? Hello? Also, I'm looking forward to Army of Two a lot more now. I saw some stuff. They've got some aggro in there. They've got, like, you can customize your weapons. There's over 30 weapons in the game. Looks like it'll be pretty sweet. And I love me some multiplayer. Co-op.
Co-op's definitely fun.
Charles? And GTA 4. But I just like Sandbox.
Eric
right,
same, like, GTA 4.
Eric?
It's fine. Hey, I really wanted, like, Manhunt the way it was, because I didn't think it was...
That's definitely going to suck now.
How could it be worse than the original? I mean, the original was pretty graphic, and it didn't get an AO rating, so...
I don't know if this is true, but I heard there's, like, literally sticking stuff in people's asses. No, I'm serious.
That's pretty bad.
I don't know where you hear all your...
I don't know, but there
was... It was on another podcast.
There's some serious, like, putting bags over people's faces and stabbing in the throats with, like, shards of glass. That's pretty graphic. And it's still got a mature rating on...
I blame the Wii. I bet it was the Wii.
I do not understand why...
It's Because it's Rockstar, and since like the first Manhunt came out, they weren't that notorious. But now it's like, oh, Rockstar.
I blame the Wii. If there was no Wii with the stabbing motions and stuff, I think it would have got a mature rating.
If you weren't like
doing the chokehold stuff. The slower you bring the blade across the throat.
That's one thing I like
about
Manhunt 2 is that all the Wii owners, when you're like, that's a kid's system, they're like, Manhunt 2!
Banned.
And then they're like, oh, Manhunt 2.
Unless you put some flowers in there and mushrooms and stuff.
Now it's you're killing them with kindness. Here's some flowers. Take them.
I love you. I love you very much. It's not your fault, man. Your father didn't love you. Wow. What about you, Eric?
Zelda DS. The typical Smash Brothers Mario Galaxy. Skate, which is the reason why I bought the 360. And the more I see of this BioShock game...
BioShock will be awesome.
Eric's on the BioShock wagon.
That's one that I'm... although it looks way too complex for me. It's one that I'm gonna get.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Squeezing those things and stuff. It's
not like you have to press a button to squeeze the thing. He just does it. It's just an animation.
It just seems like there's a lot of stuff going on.
Still, no,
Eric,
like...
Yeah, we were talking about this the other night. Eric saw the three-way video. I don't know if you've seen that.
Nah.
They go through this one part of this one level and they say, see, there's three different ways you can do it. You can just go in and fucking shoot everybody. You can do this other thing. Yeah, definitely complex.
Yeah. They were like, use this one power to pull the trip mine out of the wall and put in this other wall, and then use this other power to turn the sentinel camera to kill all these other people. While it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have to pay attention to the powers and everybody's weaknesses and what defeats them there.
I hope that's not the first level.
It looks like if you leave the Big Daddies alone, they don't bother you if you're not bothering them or the little girls. They're called little sisters, actually, I found out. There's an achievement if you don't kill any of them.
Oh, really? An actual point achievement?
Yeah.
You have the option to...
You can let them go or harvest them. You can like get special powers if you like harvest them.
Yeah, because the first time I saw a clip, I thought they were like evil. Like, I didn't realize they were connected to the Big Daddy characters when I first saw a clip. And I was like, is that like the, you know, evil girl character that they
you
have
the little
time?
Girl who goes around draining stuff and drinking
is that the girl
the
from
corpses?
Fear?
They seem like it, but I don't know. They're weird.
But apparently it's still like a...
They're very connected to the plot line somehow.
Yeah.
All right, ranting zone.
I've got a lot of rants, but I don't know if we have time for them.
Spit them out. Do it.
All right, release dates. Why, when a movie is released, like on DVD, VHS, whatever, the release date is the day it's in the store. Video games, it'll be in the store a day or two after the release date.
Aren't those really the ship dates or some crap like that?
Yeah,
well, no, they get them in...
No, but a lot of times, like, it's even worse. Like, Best Buy, a lot of times, will, like, get games on the day, but, like, GameStop and them, they're like, I don't know, we'll probably have it this weekend.
They're like, UPS might be here soon.
It's probably in a box in the back. We're just not going to pull them out yet.
Somebody's got to cut that thing open.
It's just ridiculous. Like, I see the release dates, and I'm like, yes! And then I'll go to the store for, like, 3 days straight. When is this game going to be here? Sometime. No. And also, I just had a comment on HUDs. That's the new thing now, like, no HUD. It's more realistic, there's no HUD. Like, the darkness had no HUD, and it took me forever to figure out, oh, that's what the HUD is. But I don't know what the hell's going on now with no HUD.
Me and Charlie were talking about this, and we think it's partially also due to the HD error. Like, error. Not error. Like, they don't want burn-ins on the screen.
You heard her here first, HD is an error.
It's to help, because, like, Gears of War does it, too. Like, the HUDs will disappear after a while if you don't, like, do anything like change weapons, because they don't want burn-ins on the screens. And it's a smart idea.
I think it's a good idea, yeah. I think more games should do that.
I don't know. I'm always like, I don't know how many bullets I have left in this gun.
They come up eventually.
Yeah,
when you change guns.
Yeah.
I like how it's kind of ridiculous in the darkness, too, that when he has pistols, he doesn't reload them. He just throws it on the ground and pulls another pistol out. My guy at the end of the game was carrying, like, 50 pistols.
He ain't got time to be putting those clips in.
Well, I know, because he reloaded that shotgun so damn slow at the beginning of the game. Took him an hour to reload a shotgun. No wonder he doesn't reload weapons.
Shotgun on multiplayer sucks.
Yes,
it
does
not do anything. Oh, disgusting. Now I'm going to have to Febreze that couch.
That's not a couch.
Yeah, kind of a circular something.
And also, not gaming related, but internet related. I don't know if anybody ever does Wallet.com. It was Gmail's competitor, like except you didn't need to be invited to it. And I've been on it forever, and it sucks. But now suddenly it's in some foreign language when I go to the login screen. Nice. I don't even know what language it is.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, what the hell is this wallet thing? So I went to it, and I was just like, what is this? Why is this in the new, like, the rant section?
Because it used to be in English, and now it's in some other language, and it's been like a year. I've had it for a couple years, but it's been over a year since I can't reply to anything that anybody sends me there. I just use it for junk.
Junk. All right. I'm giving out shout-outs. Shout-out to Ashley.
Uh-huh.
What? What we got? What? I don't see anything. Oh, and Andy? Why am I giving a shout-out to Andy?
That's right. Oh. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll also give shout-outs to Andy. Get Charlie? Me right out here, because yeah. I wouldn't be here if I didn't drive.
Why can't you make it out here? It's like a 10-minute drive.
From where?
It's like a 10-minute drive from your place, isn't
That's
it?
That's lies.
No so traffic?
It's about 20, 25 minutes from my
It's a lot closer for Charlie now.
Yeah.
Charlie used to be like an hour drive, and then an hour drive back.
It's not too bad for me, since this is the way I go to work.
Yeah.
When I do work.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
This video is going to be long. It's going to be really long.
Yeah. Oh, Shane and I, the other night, We cracked down it up. We got our psychotic achievement. That's where you did the time trials on psychotic. Do all 21 of them. And also doing that, we got our tag teamers. Yeah, when you were with me. Crack down.
Is that real?
No, that's not real.
It was so hopped up on Super Wars. So funny.
Did you borrow that from me? You know you want to. You're giggling that one. Yeah, I'm glad to get up the building.
Jumping.
Jumping so high.
Jumping is fun. That looks really low.
Yeah, when I crank it though, it'll be good. I'm gonna fade it out.
Good and staticky.